June 16th, James Joyce, Bloomsday, and Faulty Plumbing. It's on this day in 1904 that all the events in James Joyce's book Ulysses took place. It's known as Bloomsday because the book's hero is Leopold Bloom. And it all takes place in Dublin, of course. The day is now celebrated worldwide, and Dublin fans in Edwardian dress retrace the route taken by Bloom as described in the book. Joyce was a huge admirer of the original epic by Homer, and the book roughly follows the various episodes in Homer's original work. Circe, the Lotus Eaters, the Cyclops, etc. Bloom takes the part of Odysseus, which of course is Ulysses, and Stephen Dedalus that of his son Telemachus. Much of the book is stream of consciousness in style, which Joyce was in the habit of dictating to his then amanuensis Samuel Beckett, later, of course, to become a great writer himself. Once while dictating in his apartment to Beckett, a visitor knocked on the door and Joyce shouted, "Come in!" Words that Beckett faithfully recorded and included in the day's script. Joyce later decided to leave them in. Here's one of Joyce's poems. Some critics have unkindly wondered if the plumbing in Joyce's apartment was faulty. It's a bit unkind, I think. All day I hear the noise of waters making moan. Sad as the sea bird is when going forth alone, he hears the wind's cry to the water's monotone. The grey winds, the cold winds, are blowing where I go. I hear the noise of many waters far below. All day, all night, I hear them flowing to and fro. Today I will consider the description of prayer as the lifting up of the heart and mind to God, and use my own stream of consciousness for this purpose.